Minochrim Ahali, one of the Rashi Nochrim Moichrei Hala, the merchant that sells the perfumes, they must have been in my house and he must have lived with me last night. He was here yesterday. If it wasn't you, if you're telling me you delivered to me last night, so it must have been this guy that lived with me last night. So Omar Rav Nachman said, "Ishno einer nosna bi'achar v'lesbo mashosho b'mola." Nachman, you don't have to believe your wife. You don't have to believe her. The mistoma, she did not live with anybody last night. Just time that mistoma, she has an eye on another man, and she wants to get you angry. So that's why she said it. But you don't have to be afraid. You mistoma zechur tzakasha. Oh, so Tosfos speaks out to my rebiacious koyin. Because Farnacious Kayin should be also Labail, even be Yonis. This is a Shiloh, who was a Kayin, it was a Nochri, it was a guy here. That's a Shiloh, the BS Nochri Asis. But to a Kayin should be also. Now, if she lives with a guy, should be also to a Kayin also. So, talking about now, the husband is a Kayin. So, therefore, if you believe your wife, the story that she's saying is true, that she had Tashmish last night. Now, the husband says it wasn't with him, so she said it must have been Johnny, the merchant, saying, you know, you don't have to, so Rav Nachman's saying you don't have to believe your wife. The Kohen has a right to stay married to his wife and just say she's making up a story now because she has an eye to marry somebody else. But let's play Mashash Shibamol. You don't have to believe him. Another story was, he used to say there was a lady, Tleheve Bedicha Daita Badigavra. She wasn't acting so kindly, nicely to her husband. She wasn't in a good mood one day. Bedicha means like joking around. She wasn't nice to her husband. So the husband said to her, what's going on? How come today you're changing moods? She said to him, like you never hurt me so much with Shas Tashmir like you hurt me last night. But she has a complaint that Tashmir is very hard on her. So the husband said back to her, what are you talking about? I didn't live with you last night. What's your complaint that the Tashmir was hard last night? We didn't live together last night. So she said, "Im Kane, if it wasn't you, Hola Nochri Naftuya, Tabi Yachidna again, it was Johnny, the merchant again, the time he was in the house last night, and he must not live with me. And he gave me a very hard time. So, Iant Loi Dilma Chod Min Hain, if it's not you, if the husband, if your wife says to the husband, if it wasn't you that lived with me last night, the time was Johnny that lived with me. And again, the Shiloh is that she's an Ashes Kain right now, and if it's true that she lived with Johnny, so she's also to her husband. So again, the Gemara says, Amalu Rav Nachman, Lord Ashkechina Bo, you don't have to believe your wife. The Kain does not have to believe his wife. Why? The story was she's putting her eyes upon somebody else, and again, she's making up a fake story here to say that she lived with another man, just to make herself also to her husband, because she wants to get married to somebody else. So there's another, like a Mishnah Achrayin again, you don't have to believe your wife, the Kohen has the right to stay married to his wife. Another Maisa was, Uhu Gavra Devi Maharzik Bebesa. There was a man, Devi Maharzik Bebesa, Ran says, Shoyenechba Emoisa Isha, there was a man hiding with your wife in the room. Kitsa, a person's wife, was hiding in the room with a man. Uhu Gavra Devi Maharzik Bebesa. Who him and the lady and the wife. All also mori the basis. So the husband now came home, and this poritz, he was there with the wife. Is porte noyif lohutsa viorik. So this poritz here, this man jumped out and ran away. Ran says porte noyif loitzi. Poritz mechitzah shalutzi. He broke a wall and ran out. There was bushes there. He broke through the bushes and ran away. That was the story. When the husband came in, so the man, the poritz, ran away. So my Rava says, Issus Soshagi, you should know your wife is still mutter to you. You don't have to be afraid that the man lived with your wife. Why? If it's taka true that he would have done an aveira, that the man, this man that ran away, would have lived with your wife, Echusay Havi Mirchas. He would have hid himself there. So Ran says, that you shouldn't find out about it. Like this, what happened? He dodged away when the husband came in. So the husband saw him run away. So the husband knew that he was in the house. So that's a swear to say the man didn't do anything wrong yet. He didn't live with your wife. Because if he really would have lived with your wife, he would have been so embarrassed, like, he would have tried everything to make sure that the husband doesn't find out about it. So Reis, he would have hidden the closet, Reis, till 3 a.m, and then walked out the front door. He wouldn't have dodged right now in front of the husband. That's a svari. In Nisa, Diyavad Yisura, Yechusay HaVimirchus, he would have hid himself. So since he didn't hide himself, instead he ran away, so the pshat is that you have a right to say that he did not live with your wife, and therefore your wife is still mutter to you. Hahu naif, nochem ala porot said, this Johnny here, he's got a list with ladies. Hu naif, the old lagarba dehi insasa, he went to a lady's house. Also gavra, now the man came in, is sola kunaif, the naif went away. So there's the porot, the man that's doing this. Is Sola Kanoyev Osia Vikloi Bava. He was hiding behind the curtain. As when the husband came in, the man hid behind the curtain. Ram says Vikloi Bava Bimasach Shlafne Hadelis. In the curtain in front of the door. Vodya Sri Khalahani Taimi Lav Lumema the Blav Ochisa Siri the Lysi. Shanishina Saras Abila Labkin of Stira. I bade David Borough. Hello di loy Mishum Anatami of the Royal Kyotsa Bazela Khoba Nefesh, Lokish Lats with Lotus De Shemain. Also see. Let's see the mice here. The mice was again. Hu Noyev, there was a man there, the Ola Gabi the Intersa. He went to a lady's house. Osa Garva, the man came home, Solak Noyev, Osio the Kolibova. The Noyev, this person, now this man, hid behind the curtain. Have a machtin tochlei tamon, have a machtin tochlei tamon. There was this crest in front of them. Some vegetables was there. Now, taminu chavi, and a snake came and ate from the crest. So the man, the porous, that's hiding behind the curtain, saw what happened. He saw the way the snake ate from the vegetable. Now, boyi mora de beislamechel. Now the husband, coming home after a hard day of work, sat down, and his wife served in this caress. His wife gave him this vegetable now, that the husband was about to eat the vegetable. L'meichem in hanu tachli, b'loy daite, the insisur. Without his wife's, the wife didn't know about it. So the man by himself sat down and started to eat from his vegetables. Omalehu naif, now the parrot's Johnny, came out from behind the curtain and told the man, you should know, don't eat from these vegetables right now. Because I'm telling you, I just saw the way the snake here, the scorpion, this poison snake, ate from it. And if you're going to eat from it, you're going to die. So Johnny came out of the curtains and told the Bailim, the husband, what's going on here. So my Rabbi said again, in such a case, you should know your wife is still mutter to you. You don't have to be choshed that your wife really live with this Johnny. Because in me say the over the sura, because if it's not true that Johnny lived with your wife, nichalei the lech of lomis, he would have been very happy that the husband should eat from this crest and drop dead. Very good. You go someplace, then I have your wife. So since he went ahead and told the husband that what happened, that's the proof that he didn't do anything wrong. The person says kinofu v'dam b'yadayim. Kinofu, people have znus, live with other ladies. And v'dam b'yadayim, they don't mind to kill people. They don't mind to kill the husband to get the wife. So if it would have been that he lived with your wife, you would have been dead. Moshe says pshita v'adam. What's Rava's chiddush here? Moshe says no. Rava's saying to be chiddush. Ma, the time I would have thought. Isuri yavid. This Johnny taka live with your wife maybe. V'aydi yomalei. Why does Johnny keep the husband alive? Why did Johnny come out to save the husband? The nicher led the lelemus. There's a new svara that maybe Johnny wants the husband to stay alive. Because he wants to live with his wife again, alf by doing an aveira. Why? The nicher led the lelemus baal. Maybe he'll be happy if the husband doesn't die. To have the intersol of ayu, that his wife should still be usher to him. Because the pasuk in Mishlei says, sometimes we show him, mayim genuvim yim taku. There's a svara to say that stolen water is very sweet. As I gave this, that's the Yetzirah like that. You can have kosher water to drink. No, sometimes you enjoy better drinking stolen water. You can drink a cup of water in front of you, and you can without go to somebody else's house and steal water. It's much sweeter and better stolen water. That's the Yetzirah de Kesvara. That mayim genuvim yim takum. Stolen water is sweeter than your own private water. For lechem starim yinam, hidden bread is also better. So maybe I would have thought to say that this Johnny, Badafka, maybe he can live with the wife. And he wants to live with her again. But how be Isser? He wants the husband to stay alive. So if the husband's alive, then it's not very of him to live with her. Then it's a sweeter way of doing it. So maybe I would think like that. Kamashmula, no. As I say, Johnny doesn't think about it so fast. That the svar is when he's stuck in the house, caught in the house there, so that if he would have done the Avera, he would be scared, and then he would have wanted the husband to die. So that's Rabbi's Chiddush here. If the guy Johnny comes out of the curtain and tells the guy what happened, so the Maaser she's still mutter to her husband. So this Duran speaks out that all these last cases, even without these svaras, still she would be mutter to her husband. Because halacha is the only time your wife is asa to you if there's kina and stira. That means if you warned her beforehand, and you warned her, and then there was stira, you have eidim that she was alone with that man. Then she becomes asa to you. But as long as you did not give your wife a warning beforehand, even if you find her alone in the room with the man, she doesn't become asa to you. Only if there's mamish eidim that she has nus with him. So all these cases here, really, she's mutter to you anyway. The Ran just says, but like this, a bal nefesh, a person is makrin upon himself, he has the right to give his wife a get because of these things. But now that Rav says these svaras, they're a little like a smachtas here, that for sure Johnny didn't live with your wife yet, so therefore, even if you're a bal nefesh, still you don't have to give your wife a get. How do you lech of el nadar maslik l'masach nadarim? How do you lech of el nadar maslik l'masach nadarim? How do you lech of el nadar maslik l'masach nadarim? Alright, turn over. He just did less gemaras they have nadarim as a mod namaisa, why the homosecht ends off with such gemaras that talk about your wife living with another man. What does that have to do with the masecht and nadarim? Someone has said that the side of nadarim is precious. The person has a neder means you have to watch your dibur, how you talk. It means the whole side of a neder is a person has a piece, power of speech, you could say things, and you have to know, you have to watch what you're saying, lo yachad varoi, not to make your words chulin. Keep what you say, and that's a big midah of precious. The person watches what he says, that's a midah of precious that nothing bad would happen to you. The midah gisa, people don't watch the dibur, that's like the poorest, they don't watch themselves, then the worst of the worst can happen. Even such maism at that things could happen to your wife is because of that. Because a person doesn't watch himself, doesn't keep his own precious, his own dibur, doesn't watch his dibur, that's why certain times things can happen, could go wrong all around. But the side of Nadarim is to watch yourself, to keep yourself from every word that you say should be emes, should keep what you're saying. If you keep this side of precious, that's a big skula that everything should go right. The Mishnah Nazir starts off, Kol kino nizirus ki nizirus. Again, any nickname for nizirus could also make you into a nazir, like we'll soon see. Even though regular Lashon nizirus is, the person says, Hareini nazir, or Harei olai lios nazir. That's called the good Lashon. But if you say a lashon of nozik, or as noziach, or paziach, those are nicknames for a nazir, that's also called the Kabbalah's nazirus. And we have in the Machlokes, the Gemara Nadarim, whether it's a lashon shebod lem chachamim, it's a lashon the chachamim made up to use, or whether it's from another language, other languages, like a slang language in English, or any slang language, it also helps to make you become a nazir. Now there's a case of yodos, that a oimer aho, if somebody says, I want to, aho, and there's a nazir is in front of him, the lacharis are raised a nazir, he also becomes a nazir. These are called yodos. That even though you did not speak out the whole lashon to become a nazir, you just started off to say, aho, I want to, and if a nazir is in front of you, we understand from this beginning of your words that you mean to say you want to become a nazir. That's also called the kabbalas nazirus. Or yaho nor, else to say you want to be nice. So you mean to say you want to be nice to let your hair grow long? You meant to say you want to be a nazir? That's also called a yodos for nazirus. Is nazir, with this alone you become a nazir. Now, nozik, now the Mishnah goes to explain what are nicknames for nazirus. Nozik, noziach, poziach, hareza nazir. Somebody says one of these three words. You say harei olai lios nozik, or lios noziach, or lios poziach. That's a nickname to become a nazir, that you also automatically become a nazir. Either, again, it's a slang language, or else this is a new lashon that the Chachamim made up to become a nazir with. What about somebody says, Hareini kozeh, I want to be like this person, and that person is a nazir, so automatically you also become a nazir. That's called the good lashon. Or else, Hareini misalsal, I want to comb my hair. Or else, Hareini mechalkal, I want to play around with my hair. Or harei olai l'shaleach pera, I want my hair to grow very long. Yes, harei ze nazir. These are all different ways of saying you want to become a nazir. Because the halacha of a nazir is he can't cut his hair for 30 days. He has to let his hair grow long. So by saying one of these lashonis that you want to comb your hair or play with your hair, that's all lashonis to say that you want to become a nazir. Is harei zeh nazir. What about if somebody says harei alei tziporim? I want to have a chiyuv to have to bring the two birds that's a korban that a nazir brings. So he didn't say the actual nazirus. He just said harei alei tziporim. So lachar is Rabbi Meir Oimer nazir. Rabbi Meir says you become a nazir. The Chamoim remain a nazir. Chamoim say no. That's not a good lashon to make you into a nazir. Since you didn't talk about the yisurim itself of a nazir, you only said you want to have the chiyuv to bring tziporim, to bring the birds. So that's not enough of a kabbalah to make a nazirus. Mitzvah. The rest we'll see tomorrow night about this. This one little word about Chanukah. How much less day of Chanukah holding now? The side of the menorah. Samish Dor HaTorah. Brought down the gracious Baruch Hashem Shemayim Besaras Boras Chayis Asayi Bavoyu B'Choshech. Says the world was black, Choshech, dark. Gemara says that goes on Choshech Ze Yavun. That was the Greeks. That the Greeks wanted to make the world black. What does Choshech darkness mean? That the Yavun and the Greeks wanted to take away the Torah from us. That our light is the light of the Torah. And the Greeks wanted that the Jews should be nice people and live with the Greeks, but just forget about the Torah. That's called Choshech. Taking away the Torah makes it black. And that's why the Chashmonoyim, we won over them with the nace of the menorah. The menorah and the base of Midrash is Merum is in Torah. Mara says, Aroitz Elias Chochem, if you want to be a Chochem, is Yavdim, he's also daven towards Dharm side. That's where the menorah was. The menorah is a resemblance of the Torah, the Or HaTorah. That's our Chanukah that we're so happy about, is that we still kept the Torah, that the Greeks wanted to take away our Torah, and we were Zeicha with the Mechoma, with the nest of the Shemen, to still retain our Torah. So that's why we have this Inyan of Chanukah, it's like to give our Koros HaTov, to give thanks back to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, that we were Zeicha to keep the Torah. It really is interesting, the menorah itself is a famous Ramban, and the Pasuk says, B'haloischa Saneris. That when Aaron HaKohen, he was the first one, he started to light the menorah. So Rashi brings down the Mahaloscha Saneris, that Aaron felt bad why he wasn't there b'shas t'nesiim when they brought the matanis to the Mizbeach. He didn't bring anything. So he felt very bad. So Hashem told him, don't feel bad because you're going to do the menorah. The menorah is a great avodah, so don't feel bad that you didn't do other things. Your avodah is going to be lighting of the menorah. So the question is, what's so great that Aaron HaKohen lit the menorah? The Chur of the Kohen Gadol did a lot of special avodis. He brought the Kabbonis on Yom Kippur. He brought the Keteris every day. What was something so great about the menorah that Hashem appeased Aaron to tell Aaron, you'll be able to light the menorah? And the Ramban goes further to say the menorah is the only one avodah that will always be L'dor HaDoros. The Ramban says the Merum is in the menorah, the near Chanukah. That when we light the Chanukah licht every night, it's also zeicha for the menorah the way it was in the Beis Hamikdash. And the Ram Taka says one of the reasons why it's also l'shtamash b'hem, we can't have enjoyment from the menorah when it's lit, is because it's zeicha to the menorah of the Beis Hamikdash. And the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash, you can't have enjoyment from it. So within our menorah, we light for Chanukah, we can't have enjoyment from it. But I call upon him, what was so great about the menorah? So the Chaim Shalevitz, once he mazel like this, he brought down a medrash that says, interesting, that really the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash is a question, what do we have to have the menorah for? The menorah to give light, Hashem gives enough light, Hashem made the whole sun. Like, what do we have to put light inside the Mizbeach, inside the Beis Hamikdash? So the Medrash says it's a mashal to a blind person that goes outside, and somebody else helps the blind person walk through the streets. Then when they finally come into the house, the blind person says, let me put on the light for you. The guy starts laughing. You have to put the light on for me. I could do more than you could. Why do you have to put the light on for me? The blind person says, I want to give you a little akarasatov. I want to thank you a little bit for what you did to me. So I want to put on the light to like to thank you. So Major says, that's the menorah also. The avoid of the menorah that Aaron did in the Beis Hamikdash, that was an avoid to like to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's called akarasatov. We're thanking Hashem for the greatness that He gave us. So it wasn't just to give light in the Mizbech. We didn't need the light. But it was the gather of HaKoros HaTov to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the good things that He gave us. And that was the only type of an avoid that was the menorah. And that's a tremendous thing, to do something back to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the great things that He did to us. And that's our menorah also, on Chanukah. When we light the menorah is HaKoros HaTov, we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the great nisim that He did to us. And the nest of Chanukah was the last nest that we have, the great nest, that we kaveya Yom Tov. Like this nest has to last us until Mashiach, until Yemaisa Mashiach, there'll be more great nisim. But the nest of Chanukah was the last nest that was kaveya. And the pshat from the menorah is we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we received all these great nisim from Hashem. And the way we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by, through the learning of the Torah. The aura of the menorah, that's Kenega Torah Aura, that Torah is the aura, is the light. So in Klein Hari, everybody here comes to the Afyem, he comes to learn, this is the aura, this is the Torah. So Chanukah really should be the light. Like they always say, that we found the Pach Shal Shemin, and every single person is also a Pach Shal Shemin. That you have to light yourself up now on Chanukah to give yourself power to go through the whole year. Make sure everybody should continue to coming to Shia to learn Torah. This is the real aura.